This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
God identifies something in this chapter that he not only considers detestable, he says, I hate it. What is it? Idolatry. Don't think for one second that God hates it any less. Don't think for one second that God doesn't notice the idolatry in our culture. He does. We don't have idols. I've mentioned this before. We live in them. We drive them. We pull them behind our cars. Our idols are that which our hands have provided. And we worship things rather than the Creator. We worship the creation rather than the Creator. We worship the earth rather than the Maker of heaven and earth. And one more verse, verse 7. Now this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says, why bring such great disaster on yourselves? Talking about their leaving Jerusalem. That phrase really struck me. Why bring such great disaster on yourselves? Don't raise your hand. But everybody in this room, every man, every woman, every young person can think of something that happened in your life that was self-inflicted. Now, does that mean every negative thing that happens in your life is self-inflicted? I didn't say that. But so much of what we do inflicts damage, inflicts pain in our lives, and we want to blame everybody else, and we want to blame our parents, and we want to blame our spouse, and we want to blame this person and that person. And a lot of the misery, not all, but a lot of the misery in our lives is self-inflicted. We bring disaster on ourselves. Now then, I want to focus on this word jealousy. If we can bring those 4 points back up again. Our behavior is noted by a jealous God. God does not apologize for his jealousy. I want to use a humorous story and a serious story to illustrate jealousy. I remember when I lived in the dorm in college of coming into our little dorm that I lived in, and I literally, and this sounds crazy, but this is what I saw. I saw a young man that I thought was having a seizure. He was jumping up and down, and he was screaming and like he was in terrible pain and jumping up and down. And I literally thought something's majorly wrong with him medically, you know, in terms of what was going on in his mind. And I grabbed him and I said, what's wrong? Here's what he said, honest to goodness truth. I just saw my girlfriend talk to another boy. And I said, that's it? He said, yeah, that's it. He was insanely jealous to the point that he was jumping up and down and gritting his teeth and grunting and moaning and groaning. And it was all because of what was an irrational jealousy. That was an irrational jealousy. But God does not apologize for the jealousy that he has for you. How do I know that? Let's bring up 2 verses. The first one from Isaiah, if we could bring that up. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. Isn't that an interesting statement? God says, I won't share my glory with anyone, and I won't give my praise to idols. And yet in our culture today, we don't hesitate to give our glory and praise and applause to the gods of this age and the gods of this culture. One more, Exodus 34:14. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. God not only admits he's jealous, he says, that's my name, it's one of my titles. I am jealous, with a capital J.
We'll continue that thought line exactly where we leave off today on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.